In the early 1980s, a mysterious illness started making headlines across the world. It seemed to strike without warning, affecting people from all walks of life, musicians, athletes, and even everyday individuals who had always considered themselves healthy. There was confusion, fear, and a profound sense of uncertainty about this new virus that eventually became known as HIV. At that time, the world didn't know much about it, but one thing was clear. This virus wasn't just a medical challenge, it was a social one too. For many, HIV and AIDS became synonymous with fear and stigma, leading to a wave of misunderstanding that we still fight against today. Imagine being in that time, hearing whispers about people getting sick and not knowing how or why. It's hard to imagine now, but in those days, even the act of touching or shaking hands with someone who had HIV was enough to spark panic. That was until one photograph, one gesture, changed it all. Princess Diana, with her signature kindness, was seen shaking hands with an HIV-positive patient without gloves. That simple act helped dismantle the stigma, showing that compassion and understanding were more powerful than fear. Understanding HIV, the physiology and how it affects the body. To truly grasp HIV's impact, we need to understand how it behaves within the human body. HIV is a retrovirus, meaning it carries its genetic material in the form of RNA rather than DNA. Once it enters the bloodstream, HIV targets CD4 cells, white blood cells, that play a central role in defending the body against infections. Think of CD4 cells as the commanders of your immune system's army. HIV cleverly attaches itself to these cells and then fuses with them, inserting its RNA into the cell and transforming it into a virus-producing factory. There's a fascinating twist here. Did you know that HIV is exceptionally skilled at hiding from the immune system? It can remain dormant inside cells for years, evading detection. This stealth mode is one of the reasons why developing a cure has been so challenging. It's as if HIV plays a game of hide-and-seek with the body, popping up when least expected. An interesting fact is that not all individuals react to the virus in the same way. A rare group of people, known as elite controllers, can live with HIV for decades without any treatment, maintaining very low levels of the virus in their blood. One famous case is that of Lorene Willenberg, who has been living with HIV for over 25 years without any symptoms or treatment. Her immune system has somehow managed to keep the virus in check, offering researchers a glimpse into how the body might one day naturally fight off the infection. The evolution of treatment, from desperation to hope. The early days of HIV treatment were filled with desperation. In the 1980s, the first drug approved for HIV treatment was AZT, or zidovudine, and it was far from perfect. It came with severe side effects, and its efficacy was limited. Patients experienced debilitating nausea, headaches, and muscle pain, and even then, it only slowed down the progression of the disease temporarily. Yet for many, it was a beacon of hope, the first sign that science was fighting back. The real game changer came in 1996 with the introduction of highly active antiretroviral therapy, or HART, later known simply as antiretroviral therapy, or ART. This cocktail of medications transformed HIV from a death sentence into a manageable chronic condition. The impact was so profound that in places where ART was readily available, HIV-related deaths dropped by more than 80% within a few years. Today, over 25.4 million people worldwide are on ART, and it's considered the gold standard in HIV treatment. One of the most remarkable medical stories involves Timothy Ray Brown, known as the Berlin patient. Diagnosed with HIV in 1995, Timothy later developed leukemia. During his treatment for leukemia, he received a stem cell transplant from a donor who had a rare genetic mutation that made him resistant to HIV. Astonishingly, after the transplant, Timothy's HIV disappeared, and he became the first person to be considered cured of the virus. His case ignited a wave of research into potential cures, and today, he stands as a symbol of what's possible when science meets perseverance. The role of the immune system, how HIV exploits it. HIV's ability to exploit the immune system is what makes it such a formidable virus. Remember that CD4 cells are responsible for coordinating the body's defense against infections. When the virus takes over these cells, It not only reduces the body's ability to fight off other infections, but also tricks the immune system into attacking its own defenses. This creates a vicious cycle where, as the immune system weakens, the body becomes more susceptible to diseases that it would otherwise fend off with ease. Another fascinating aspect is that HIV has evolved ways to hide from the immune system by creating sanctuary sites within the body. These are areas where the virus can remain undetectable by treatments and the immune system, like the brain and lymph nodes. This ability to retreat and hide is why even the most advanced treatments can't fully eradicate the virus. The myths and misunderstandings, how they shaped public perception. The journey of HIV has been deeply affected by myths and misconceptions. For years, people believed that HIV could spread through casual contact, touching, hugging, or even being in the same room. This false information led to fear-driven responses that often isolated those living with the virus. There was a time when even healthcare professionals were afraid to treat patients with HIV, and many who contracted the virus were shunned by society. Take the case of Ryan White, a teenager who became a national symbol for HIV awareness in the 1980s. Ryan was diagnosed with HIV after receiving contaminated blood products to treat his hemophilia. When his school found out, they banned him from attending classes, despite no evidence that the virus could be spread through casual contact. Ryan and his family fought back, and his courage helped change public perceptions, eventually leading to the passing of the Ryan White Comprehensive AIDS Resources Emergency Act, or CARE Act, which provided funding for HIV/AIDS treatment. Prevention and the road ahead, the power of knowledge and action. Today, we have tools like pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, and post-exposure prophylaxis, or PEP, which offer significant protection against HIV transmission when taken consistently. PrEP, for example, can reduce the risk of contracting HIV by up to 99%, while PEP can prevent the virus from taking hold if taken within 72 hours of exposure. Despite the availability of these preventive measures, statistics show that about 1.2 million people in the United States are living with HIV, and approximately 13% of them don't even know they have the virus. It's incredible to think that over 38 million people worldwide are living with HIV today, yet many still lack access to life-saving treatments due to poverty, stigma, or political barriers. Eastern and Southern Africa remain the hardest hit, with over half of the global HIV population residing in these regions. Despite this, countries like Botswana and Rwanda have made remarkable progress, achieving treatment coverage rates of over 80%, proving that with the right resources and commitment, we can make a difference. Living beyond the diagnosis, inspiring stories of triumph. The stories of resilience and triumph over HIV are perhaps the most inspiring part of this journey. Consider Arthur Ashe, the renowned tennis player, who contracted HIV through a blood transfusion during heart surgery in the 1980s. Instead of hiding, Ashe used his platform to raise awareness, becoming one of the first prominent athletes to speak openly about living with HIV. His bravery inspired countless others to step forward, proving that HIV was not a death sentence, but a challenge to be faced head-on. Another heartwarming anecdote is the story of Nkosi Johnson, a South African boy born with HIV who became an activist at a young age. Despite being told he wouldn't live past the age of 2, Nkosi defied the odds and became one of the longest surviving children born with the virus. He spoke at the International AIDS Conference in 2000, delivering a powerful message of acceptance and compassion. His words, "Care for us and accept us, we are all human beings," still resonate today. Conclusion: a journey of courage, compassion, and hope. The story of HIV and AIDS is more than a tale of a virus. It's a narrative of courage, resilience, and the unyielding quest for understanding. From the early days of fear and stigma to the incredible breakthroughs in treatment and prevention, this journey has shown us the power of science, compassion, and human spirit. And while we may still be searching for a cure, each step forward brings us closer to a future where HIV is no longer a threat, but just a chapter in our shared history.